Welcome back to INFJ Hermit Mode Glow Up. This is a 10-part series we're doing this month, and today we're talking about boundaries as an INFJ. Because last time we talked about how to set goals and how to take action, how to make it happen. But once you start setting out of the norm, you know what's going to happen? You're going to get people's opinions. You're going to get the opinion from your friends, from your family, and also from other people. But it's the people that you know that will have the biggest impact on you. And what's even more important is to understand that it's not always going to be the people around us who say something to us. It's not going to be them who are keeping us from taking that action. It's our fear of that judgment. It's our fear of how it's going to make us feel. And those are actually the moments where we have to talk about boundaries the most. Because instead of saying, please stay away from me, because once I allow you close to me, I will have to do what you want from me. We actually are going to learn how to take the steps that make sense for us as INFJs, and to learn that even if people come at us from all different angles, we just won't care. We have to get to that place. So that's what we're talking about today. Remember, if you haven't done this so far, to download the free poster on the INFJ Hermit Mode Glow Up. It's a little playbook that you can keep at your side to remember where you're at on your journey, and that will give you inspiration to keep going. In order to download the free poster, click on the link in the description. As INFJs, one of our go-to methods in order to keep people in a way of behavior that doesn't really upset us is to keep people at bay, to keep them uninterested in us. So often we dim our light, we make ourselves less interesting, less, you know, all in everybody's face, right? We don't want to be visible, because then people will leave us alone. Because once people start having any kind of interest in us, we will feel obligated. So if somebody wants your time, if somebody wants your attention, if somebody wants your help and isn't completely rude, what are INFJs most likely going to do if they haven't really worked on themselves? They will feel obligated to do that. People who want to spend time with you and you don't want to spend time with them, and they are all interested and they say, oh, I want to hang out with you, let's do this, let's do that. In most cases, INFJs will say, well, they are nice. They're not doing anything negative. Like, why would I be so rude and just say, you know, I'm not interested in that, or I don't want to spend my time with you, right? This is not the INFJ thing to do. But it's this mentality that is keeping us from going towards the things that we want so often, because you don't have to be rude in order to choose yourself first. And that's what boundaries are all about. It's about saying, what if everybody wanted a piece of me? If I was in everybody's, you know, vision, and everybody saw me and wanted to be part of my energy and wanted to be part of my journey, what if that happened? How can I still make sure that I set up those boundaries? Like, I'm not going to do this thing of just avoiding people. I remember this vividly. I've done this so many times, and I've talked to so many INFJs throughout the last 10 years who have been doing this as well. So, for example, at my last job, there was a guy who was interested in me, and I didn't want to have anything to do with him. And so I, you know, avoided that situation so often because I didn't want to say, listen, you're in my space too much. I appreciate the gesture, but I'm not interested. Right? This is something that theoretically would have been the right thing to do, but I didn't want that. I didn't want to create the drama at work specifically. I didn't want to, you know, really make that person uncomfortable. And if you think about it, why are we not doing this? We're not doing this because it makes us feel bad in that situation. We feel responsible. We feel guilty. Sometimes we feel we have let people on. And this is not just in a romantic sense. This can be friends, you know. We as INFJs, we love to really create deep connections with people, but so often it's just what feels like right in that moment. We're all human. We want to have that connection. That does not mean that we want to be friends with that person. You know, we still want to have enough time for ourselves. And so we very often deny ourselves the freedom to express ourselves the way we want because of the fear of what that will cause us to do in the future. So we have to get to a place where we learn that me choosing what is right for me, me choosing what excites me, doesn't necessarily mean that I have to take on the responsibility of how that makes another person feel. So let's back up here, because this can of course go in a very wrong direction. You know, what if you have some person who's really all about themselves and very selfish and doesn't care that they hurt other people's feelings? You wouldn't tell them, you know, choose you and we're going to applaud you for putting yourself first. No, that's a real jerk. So INFJs are so afraid of becoming that person that we're not even leaning into that aspect that is a healthy balance. And so we really have to look at it from the perspective of, okay, there is no right or wrong here. Like, who decides when am I being too selfish or when am I doing something that is acceptable, something that is good, something that I, you know, is considered the right thing to do. So we have to recognize, okay, we're probably leaning towards the spectrum of being too nice, of being maybe codependent, of allowing people to cross our boundaries, as in doing things that we don't want and we feel responsible for that. And if we lean towards that, we have to allow ourselves to push in the other direction. And always remember, if you go too far, you can always paddle back. You can always apologize. You can always find a ground that makes you feel good. But getting there will require you to do things that probably will make you feel like you're selfish. So let's take it to the extreme so we really understand how it's supposed to make us feel like. So imagine there's somebody in a physically abusive relationship, and the person who always stays there, although they're the victim in that situation, what do they feel? They feel like, I'm responsible for them being, you know, abusive towards me. I triggered them. You know, they're going through so much. Poor them. They have so much pain that they're carrying, and I'm the only one who can help them out of there. You know, that person feels like they're responsible for keeping that person sane. So let's forget about the fact of I'm afraid to leave because that person could hurt me and so on. Imagine that situation of I don't want to leave because then they're going to be all alone. They're going to suffer. I cannot be such a bad person and leave them to their own devices. Like, they're just going to crumble. If you would look at that situation from the outside, what would you tell that person? You would tell that person, it doesn't matter how much this person suffers, as long as they're being abusive towards you, you don't even have to think about it. You just remove yourself from the situation. You say, that's it, and I'm gone. It is so much easier said than done from the outside. It is so obvious to us who are not in that situation. But for the person who's in that situation, it feels like they're being the most selfish person ever by leaving their partner. And that's the way we have to think about our boundaries. The way we approach life, the way we approach everybody in our lives has probably really gotten to a place where we feel responsible of making people feel a certain way. We also feel responsible of, you know, what they would want from us and us saying, no, sorry, I know you're interested in spending time with me, but I'm doing me. I'm choosing what I want to do. And those are the things when it comes to boundaries that INFJs have to learn. And the best way to learn them, in my experience, is to take it head on, meaning you're going to have those difficult conversations. You have to allow people to want your time and to say, sorry, I'm not available for that. And that is really something hard to do. Like, this is one of the areas we take on in bootcamp, for example, and we always say, narrow it down to one relationship type. You cannot say, oh, I'm going to work on my boundaries in all areas of my life, with my friends, with my coworkers, in my romantic relationships. It's just too much. It requires a lot of energy from you. Like, that's something you have to know. Like, if you've been walking on eggshells and now you say, okay, I'm going to get out of that, it's going to require more energy than that eggshell game. The difference, though, is that you exude energy and that you gather energy and you put into that situation, into that talk, into setting those boundaries, because long term, you don't have to walk on eggshells anymore. And every single time you set that boundary, every single time you have some kind of feedback towards somebody making you feel bad, right? You learn to deal with the emotions that come up. The best metaphor that I've found for INFJs in this situation is the mirror. So somebody's putting something on you that you don't want. What you're doing then is you put a mirror up and you're giving that energy back. You're not the one who's creating an uncomfortable situation for the other one. The other one is putting you in an uncomfortable situation. You know, if they know it or not, they're still putting you in an uncomfortable situation. Otherwise, you wouldn't have to put up that boundary to begin with. And then, you know, you're giving that back. You're making them feel uncomfortable. You're not the one causing it, right? You're just giving that back. Because in the beginning, it doesn't help you to say, but it is the healthy thing to do. This is the right thing to do. Yeah, maybe, but it won't feel like it. You will feel like I'm creating discomfort for them. And it will feel like this because as it was in the example of, you know, the abusive relationship, you feel responsible for other people's feelings by you making sure you're good. Right? It's like, I'm not allowed to feel good. I'm not allowed to want to grow. I'm not allowed to go after my dreams because doing that will make people around me uncomfortable. And as INFJs, when we want to use that hermit mode in order to grow and in order to glow up, this is a huge aspect. Because people who are in hermit mode, who don't feel like, you know, things are moving along and they don't feel great about it, that's where they get stuck. Because once you want to grow, once you start taking that action, those conversations will happen. And even if they don't happen, our imagination of what might happen, like even the imagination of you being visible. And because you're visible, people will want something from you. You will feel responsible for all those people. Those are even subconsciously keeping us from going that direction. And so when it comes to glowing up, we just have to know that those feelings of discomfort are part of it. You cannot set boundaries that you haven't set so far without feeling bad. You will feel like a bad person. You will feel like you're being selfish. You will feel like, you know, you're not kind and you're have like this dark side about you. And that's okay. Like, always remember, that's how it feels like if a person in that abusive relationship decides to do a healthy step for them. They will feel horrible. And so it's part of it. If you didn't feel horrible, it wouldn't be a new boundary, right? Because we're really shifting our reality in that. We're really shifting of what we take on as a responsibility. And the great thing about this is the more you confront yourself with those things, so you take an action step, you feel like, okay, I'm going to have this conversation with, you know, maybe a relative, I'm going to always make sure that they are not allowed to talk to me a certain way, or I remove myself from the situation and I'm going to cause drama. I'm going to cause, you know, discomfort. But it's a discomfort that has an endpoint of, I am not engaging in you if you're not treating me this way. And I might feel bad about it, but I'm still going to pull through with it. And that is something that goes for friendships, this goes for your friends, but most importantly, it's about all of those things that you think might happen once you start putting yourself first. All of those fears that come up because of it, those are the boundaries we want to take on. So remember, it's going to feel bad. It's going to feel uncomfortable. It's going to require a lot of energy from you. Don't listen to people who tell you, oh, this is so easy. Everybody can set boundaries. Well, no, everybody could, but it still requires something out of you. But still, once we know what it requires of us, we can look at it head on and take it on to know, yes, I'm going to have this difficult conversation with my coworkers. I'm not going to allow this boundary to be crossed anymore. Meaning, they do it again, I'm gone. Like, I can be there, but I'm not engaging with them unless it is about this work stuff. They treat me a certain way, I will put that energy back. And that's something different than you minimizing yourself. Because this is our INFJ go-to method. We're really great at it, and it's a great tactic, but it's not the best tactic. It will keep us stuck. So if you have, for example, a coworker who continuously, you know, is putting you down, what do a lot of us do? We take a step back. We don't want to engage with them. We make ourselves maybe less interesting so we wouldn't trigger them. But by doing this, we're not doing ourselves a favor because you are not being your best version that moment. Yes, maybe there are situations where it's not worth it, where it's just like a small inconvenience in a little scenario. So let's say you're on the phone with, you know, somebody at customer care and they're being rude to you and you know, okay, Like, this is not worth it. Like, I talk to this person once in my life and I'm gone. But if it's somebody that you engage with on a continuous level, you know, stop trying to make yourself small. And so to say, this is how I see the world. This is what I believe. And, you know, I focus on that first. And so you can either compromise with me on this and we can meet halfway, or you do you and I do me. But I'm not engaging in this, you putting me down for whatever it is reason, and I just make myself smaller, and so on. And remember, it will feel bad. So often the people who put us down, we actually feel sorry for them. We have empathy for them. And so we put them on a pedestal in order to allow ourselves to stay in those situations. And these are the situations in which we have to set our boundaries. Because if you are not allowing yourself as an INFJ to be the biggest and best version of yourself at that moment that you can be, you're never going to start feeling like you're tapping into your potential. It will just feel like I'm an observer, I'm not really choosing myself. It doesn't feel exciting. You are allowed to be the best, biggest version of yourself. That does not mean that you go into a room and you're louder than everybody. That does not mean that you have to put other people down. It's just that you decide for yourself, I live in an abundant world. And in that, me being the best version of myself, me choosing me, me allowing life to happen through me, doesn't take anything away from somebody else. And if they feel that way, then that's their prerogative, but it's not my reality. It's not my truth. And I'm not going to engage in that anymore. And it's really healthy to understand that this is not going to happen overnight, that you're going to feel bad about it, that in the beginning, you're going to feel like a bad person, but that you just remind yourself, it's an emotion. It's something that I've been carrying with me and that I've built up over the years. And I'm going to take it head on and I'm going to expect it. I'm going to feel it so I can heal it. And then I continue my path. So stop avoiding those situations. Take them head on. You got what it takes. It's difficult. It's a hard thing to do. But as I like to say, we as INFJs can do hard things. And specifically when it comes to staying in situations that make us feel bad. We've done this in unhealthy situations, and now it's time that we use the strength of ours for healthy situations, meaning I'm taking those uncomfortable situations head on, and therefore I get to overcome it. People understand they're never going to speak to the old version of me again. I'm going to set those boundaries, and from that moment on, they're just not going to be able to engage with me in the way they used to. I'm not going to take the responsibility for how they feel about themselves. In the next videos, we're going to talk about how to create new relationship dynamics out of our hermit mode, because again, we're not going back to where we used to be. We're creating something new that really allows us to stay in the space that makes us feel safe. And then if we allow people in our space, and if we allow people into our bigger circle of our life that is based on the safe bubble of our hermit mode, then only if that adds value to my life and doesn't make me feel like I have any obligations I don't want to take on. Remember, if you haven't done this so far, to download the free poster on the INFJ Hermit Mode Glow Up. And if you want to watch more videos on the Hermit Mode, then check out our playlist on that series. Have a great day, guys, and I see you in the next one.